Andy's given us a call from Washington in the United States. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Luke. How are you doing?
I'm good. Andy, in the US, you're an expat. You're an Australian living in America?
Yes, I am. Long-time listener, first-time caller, so I'm very excited to actually get through to you this morning.
Oh, it's great that you're there, Andy. Tell me, you've heard about the border closures. You've heard that up until the 15th of this month, Australians in India will not be allowed to even attempt to come home. What's the story with Australians in America, where COVID is also out of control?
Yeah, so Luke, you know, I heard the call, and, you know, this is what compelled me to call in from over here, who was saying, you know, that Australians have a right to be back in Australia and all that sort of stuff. And again, being from living in a country that has been absolutely ravaged by, you know, this disease, you know, I have a couple of perspectives on it. The first one being is that I feel like Australia needs to be protected. You know, Australia is unvaccinated at the moment. You know, there are sporting events going on with tens of thousands of people. I feel like it's an absolute tinderbox for this disease. And, you know, I know for people out there who, you know, say it's just a flu and this and that and it's not that bad, like, it's devastated us over here, and not even just from a health perspective, but also from a small business perspective. Now, I live in Spokane, Washington, which is about 4 hours east of Seattle, and, you know, it's devastated small businesses out here. You know, we have laws in place that we're currently in phase three at the moment of reopening, which means that restaurants and places like that can have 50% capacity. But the governor is actually coming on in a couple of hours and going to roll us back to phase two because we're not meeting metrics, which means that small businesses can only have 25% capacity, and it limits gatherings and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I know it's tough for Aussies overseas, but it's just, you know, you got to protect your country. You know,
okay, so Andy, you being an Australian citizen, yes?
Yeah, well, I'm a dual citizen. Yeah,
okay, but you have Australian citizenship. If you wanted to come back to Australia tomorrow, could you?
I believe I could, but I don't think I would. We had a trip booked.
But you could. But my point is, you could.
Okay, yeah, yep.
But you wouldn't want to?
Yep, I could go. I mean, I guess... No, I wouldn't want to. You know, just, again, it's not worth putting everybody back at home at risk, you know?
But how would you feel if you desperately wanted to come back to Australia and you were told if you attempted, you'd be put in jail? As an Australian citizen, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I would probably not feel good about it at all. You know, it's tough being from a free country and having your rights taken away. You know, it's tough. I can definitely empathise with people over there, but in the same breath, you know, again, you know, it's you got to protect the country, you got to protect the health of people, you got to protect small businesses. You know, it's just, you know, it's such a bigger picture, you know, that
I totally get that. I've had very few holidays so far since I've been here at Triple M, and I took a break last year on the 18th of December, and I had all sorts of plans. That was a Friday. The 19th of December, where I lived in Sydney on the Northern Beaches, we were put into 3 weeks lockdown. 3 weeks lockdown. That was my holiday. And, you know, I couldn't do things that I normally took for granted. But at the same time, I thought, well, at least I'm in lockdown in the best country in the world. But I understand people's frustrations. But imagine if I had transgressed my lockdown and gone to the other side of the Narrabeen Bridge, which is where the border was. Imagine if I'd been thrown in jail.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know.
Or given a $65,000 fine, which I wouldn't have paid, then I would have had to go to jail. And the other thing is, the Prime Minister admitted yesterday, people aren't going to go to jail. He said that they're going to go to jail. I don't believe they would send one person and incarcerate one person, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, true, true. But, again, living in a place where we actually did have our freedoms taken away from us, you know, particularly in a country that values its freedom above everything else, you know, it hasn't been a pleasant year and a half. You know, I heard you say you're in lockdown for 3 weeks. We've essentially been in lockdown for a year and a half, you know. So, you know, just from my perspective, it's not worth the risk. You know, my sister lives up in Townsville and they had to wear masks for a week. And I said to her, you know, just relax. You know, we've been doing it for a year and a half and it's actually okay. You
know? Yeah. Tell me this, Andy, who's rung me from Washington in the United States. Where were you born?
Born and raised in Townsville.
You're born. I'm broadcasting into Townsville now on the Triple M network. Do you feel more Australian or more American? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though I'm an American citizen now, you know, I still identify as Australian. You know, I listen to this radio station pretty much daily. You're drive time for me. So I know you're overnight in Australia, but, you know, I listen to you on my way to work. So still watch the NRL, you know, so I, you know, I still very much feel Australian.
Yeah. Do you have dual citizenship, correct?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
So you got a foot in both camps, okay? You're a fence sitter.
I did.
Andy, it's been great to hear from you. Please ring back again.
You got it. Thank you, Luke. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your point of view. Interesting. Andy, an expat, dual citizenship. Do you go with dual citizenship? I mean, you're either one or the other, aren't you? Anyway, that's another topic. We can talk about that if you want. 133353 is the number. Rod Hanafy is next, folks, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.